CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CB Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Aileen Cannon, Attorney General. Sources tell ABC News that circulating amongst the Trump campaign and transition operations is a list of several possible candidates for AG in a Trump administration. And Cannon, the Florida federal judge who threw out the classified documents case against Trump, is on it.
This is being assembled by Trump's top aides. While maybe some will say this isn't a real list, it might not be assembled specifically by the transition, it's being assembled by the people who are closest to Donald Trump.
ABC's Catherine Falders. McDonald's believes either the ground beef or the onions on the quarter pounder are responsible for a 10-state outbreak of E. coli. 49 people sickened, one died. McDonald's temporarily pulling the sandwich from its restaurants in impacted states. The Los Angeles Dodgers announced the death of six-time All-Star Fernando Valenzuela in a Los Angeles hospital at the age of 63. This is ABC News. The controversial Florida federal judge who threw out the classified documents case against former President Trump could be the next attorney general.
Sources tell us that Judge Aileen Cannon is now on a list of several possible candidates for the job. It's a list circulating within the Trump campaign and transition operation. Her name appears on a document reviewed by ABC News titled Transition Planning Legal Principles, which lists potential candidates for White House Counsel's Office, the Justice Department, and the FBI if Trump wins.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The Bye Bye Baby chain of stores is going online only, shuttering its physical stores for the second time in a year.
For customers, that means liquidation sales. The retailer's offering what it calls significant discounts on almost everything in store. If you have a gift card, those can be redeemed in-store until Halloween, but after that, you will need to use it online.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Mino and the Mayor.
We have with us Beckett Kay, who is a 9-year-old podcaster. Who's your favorite player then? I mean, you like
on the Ravens?
In general.
In general. I let me guess.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm not going to like it.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't like your sarcasm.
We're talking in prank, too. All right. I happen to like
it's
you guys.
Justin Jefferson.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Packers review Sunday's game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed the game tape of Sunday's win over the Texans. Head coach Matt LaFleur says they should have scored more earlier than depend on a last-second field goal.
It was unfortunate that we had to be in that situation. Yeah, I think a lot of times when you're just Rolodexing all the mistakes that you made or mishaps to kind of put yourself in that position.
The Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. The NBA season gets underway tonight in Boston. The defending champion Celtics host the Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philly to play the 76ers tomorrow night. What's the vibe like in the Bucks locker room? Bobby Portis.
I've been talking about the vibe of our team. We have a hell of a vibe in our locker room, and it's fun to come. Hate to say work, but it is work, right? We get paid to do this, so it's been fun to come to work every day and compete with the guys, man. It's fun.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, upper 40s, a developing northwest breeze. Look for it to gust up over 25 miles per hour. For your Wednesday, could have a couple of sprinkles in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Highs will reach the lower 50s. Right now, it's 58.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me. Cowboys for Trump founder J6 conviction is upheld, and Donald Trump backs out of paying for a dead soldier's funeral. We'll tell you why. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Interesting piece by Daniel Pink over at the Washington Post today. It's titled, "Why Not Make Ranked Choice Voting the Norm?" For the first time, I think in my life, pretty sure, Louise and I voted with ranked choice voting this last weekend when we voted here in Portland. Portland adopted ranked choice voting in the last election, and this was the first election that we had it. There was a whole explanatory thing in the, you know, in the envelope, the packet that came with our ballots and the return envelope. And it's very cool. I mean, it took me a minute, right? You see all these rows and first choice, second choice, third choice, fourth choice, fifth choice. And one of the ballot measures was to do this statewide, and we voted yes on it, even though, you know, our local kind of underground or entertainment paper, Willamette Week, said vote no. They're like, well, let's see how it works with Portland. Well, we know how it works. It's, you know, a bunch of, you know, Alaska did it statewide. And I get it. The Republicans want to undo that because they've got a Democratic member of Congress now. Yes. But one of the points he made, it could mitigate our problems with extremist and unpopular candidates winning party nominations as well as general elections. Ranked choice voting allows you to have extremist parties and extremist politicians, and however you define extremist, right? I mean, you can have Nazis, you can have communists, you can have, you know, whatever, and they'll get a few votes, but they won't be screwing up the election. You know, it's with ranked choice voting, if I wanted to make a statement, you know, that I like Jill Stein, I don't, frankly, but, you know, if I wanted to make a statement that I did, probably a better example is when I lived in Vermont in 2000, because I actually did vote for Ralph Nader in that election. Louise voted for Al Gore. And had I lived in a swing state, I would have voted for Al Gore. There's no doubt in my mind about that. I mean, we were very clear. In fact, Louise and I had a lengthy discussion about this. She did not want me voting for Ralph Nader. But, you know, at the time, the Green Party was doing some pretty cool stuff, and I just wanted to say, yeah, keep going Green Party, you know, and get that federal matching funds, which I think at the time took either 3 or 5% of the vote. But I would have been able to vote for Ralph Nader as my first choice and Al Gore as my second choice, and then when Ralph Nader didn't hit that 15% threshold, my first choice vote would have been discarded, and my second choice vote would have become my vote, my Al Gore vote. And that's how it works here. I mean, there are three, for example, we've got a mayoral race here, and there's three candidates that, you know, I think any one of those three would probably make a pretty decent mayor. There's actually more than three that I think would probably make a pretty decent mayor, but three that I thought, because we have, you can pick five, right? And so we were able to rank them, and I'll be happy with any of them. Right, so we'll see how it shakes out. But voters in four states and Washington D.C. have ranked choice voting on their ballot. One of those four states, of course, is Oregon, as I was just telling you. And in Missouri, they're trying to pass a law to prohibit it. Of course, this is Republicans. They don't like ranked choice voting because they really don't have that much to worry about from the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party is, what happens is that Democrats don't support the Libertarian Party in the background, you know, like dirty money kind of stuff. Whereas Republicans do support the Green Party in many cases. And there have been, you know, these kind of faux scandals around this. But we've seen state after state after state where Republicans were funneling money into the Green Party or into Jill Stein because they knew that she would take votes away from Democrats. Democrats have not, at least to the best of my knowledge, so far played dirty like that, you know, going after the Republicans by supporting the Libertarians. Maybe they have in some states, I don't know. But you know, the bottom line is this eliminates the ability to do that. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's a very good thing. Alaskans are also voting on repealing their ranked choice voting. Like I said, the Republicans are very unhappy about it. He notes, Daniel Pink notes, scholars who've examined voter attitudes after ranked choice voting elections have detected some promising signals. Voters in ranked choice elections found the campaigns less negative than in winner-take-all elections, perhaps because it became riskier for candidates to tear down their opponents. Because in a ranked choice voting world, you know, you got a whole bunch of people you're voting against, you know, you're competing against. And so your job is to stand out as the person. You want to be, hey, I'm the one that you want to vote for. As opposed to if it's a binary choice, then you get these really negative ads where all, you know, they spend just mind-boggling amounts of time just trash-talking the other person, which is pretty much all we're seeing in, you know, many of our ads these days. They note other researchers showed that voters grow more positive about the system once they try it, and ranked choice voting seems to modestly boost turnout among younger voters. And Prop 131 in Colorado has already delivered a certain kind of bipartisan harmony. Both the Colorado's Democratic and Republican parties oppose it. This is, you know, Colorado is voting on whether to have ranked choice voting. That's a promising sign. Ranked choice voting doesn't advantage one party over the other, but it does, you know, give a shock to the system. It shakes up the status quo, and I'm all in favor of that. I think it's a good thing. Anything that brings us more democracy, in my mind, is a good thing. So, what say you? Let's pick up your calls and Calvin in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Calvin, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Earlier in the show, about a half an hour ago, you were talking about, I'm not sure if it was a book or an article or what, because I missed the very beginning of it, about Hitler's 4 months in first 4 months in office.
Right. That was Rachel Bitticofer's newsletter over on Substack, and it is The Cycle, thecycle.substack.com. She's a PhD political scientist. Her name is Rachel Bitticofer, Bitecofer. She's been on this program. She's got a great book out about, you know, how Democrats can win over Republicans. But it's thecycle.substack.com.
Okay. I appreciate that. C-Y-C-L-E. Okay, great. All right. Great show today. Been scaring the hell out of me with that Hitler stuff.
Yeah.
But I wanted to share that with a couple of family members and friends, so appreciate it.
Well, there you go. Okay, good luck, Calvin. Thank you very much. Billy in Wimberley, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's on your mind today?
Anything for democracy, huh, Tom?
Well, generally speaking, I'm a fan of democracy. Aren't you, Billy?
Well, we live in a democratic republic, don't we?
I agree.
Okay, not a pure democracy. So that's
thing. I would not want to live in a pure democracy.
Right. The thing that I called about was that lady with a British accent called a while back, talking about the jobs that Americans won't do, that Americans are capable of picking strawberries and such. You know, Americans are capable of doing all that kind of stuff. And why or when are y'all just going to stand up and admit that you're for unfettered immigration because you figure those people are going to turn out to be Democratic voters?
Well, A, they're not Democratic voters. You can't vote if you're not a citizen. B, I'm probably on your side on this thing, Billy. I remember when John McCain came out and said that, you know, nobody would pick strawberries in Arizona for even if they were paid $50 an hour. And he got thousands of people saying, I'll do it for $50 an hour. And people would probably do it for $10 or $15 an hour. But, you know, the reality is that the strawberry pickers in Arizona were being paid $3 an hour or thereabouts. And that's why the only people that they could find to pick the strawberries were the undocumented immigrants. I don't think that there should be any job in America that's so poorly paid that Americans don't want to do it. Don't you?
I do. And I'll agree with you a little bit on the a livable wage. You know, $3 an hour is no good, and $50 an hour is too much.
Yeah.
But the unfettered immigration is killing this country. It's tearing it apart.
Well, I don't see how it's killing this country other than the rhetoric around it, but I'm not a fan of unfettered immigration. Nobody is. I don't know a single Democrat who says that we should get rid of the border. In fact, the only political group who says that are the libertarians.
Tell Kate Stanley's family that. You know, I mean, the unfettered immigration or open borders are why a lot of people are dead. That's why that little 13-year-old girl in Houston is dead.
Well, there's a lot of people who are dead in this country because of criminals. The fact of the matter is that illegal immigrants, to use your language, are less likely to commit crimes than American citizens. But that doesn't mean that we should have illegal immigrants in this country. We should have a system that actually works.
They've already committed a crime by being here illegally, so that's not true.
Well, that's a crime, yeah. Sure, I'll give you that.
That's not true.
Yeah,
so
I'm agreeing with you.
Try to be honest. And maybe we can come together at some point. But there's too many lies that y'all are telling on a daily basis.
If you've got a complaint about something I've said, Billy, that you think is a lie, you have to specify what it is. But the question for you, my question for you is why, as a Republican voter and as a Republican, why would you be okay with Donald Trump telling Republicans not to vote for Jim Lankford's bill that would have just sealed up the border and would have changed the period of time for people seeking asylum from 6 years down to 6 months?
I'm okay with it, Tom, because Donald Trump is a citizen of the United States and has a right to say what he wants to say. He doesn't make law right now.
No, he doesn't. But he influenced law, and I'm just astonished that that's okay with you. That he would blow up a good piece of legislation that's far more conservative than it is liberal. It's far more Republican than it was Democratic. And
I don't believe that up.
Well, Jim Lankford is arguably the most conservative member of the, you know, him and you know, maybe the senator from Utah, but, you know, Mike Lee. But I'd say he's probably the most conservative member of the entire Senate.
It was a bad law. It codified. It made legal illegal immigration.
No,
and
it
that's
didn't.
A bad law.
No, it didn't. It had a provision where people could apply for asylum. That's every country has that. We've always had that. And I get it that there are some people demagoguing this, saying, oh, my God, oh, my God. But you want that. You don't want your country to be, you know, like the shame back in the 1940s when we turned away a whole shipload of Jews who were fleeing Germany. And we sent them back and they ended up in Holland being sent to the death camp, you know, in Belsen or Bergen or whatever it is. You know, we don't want to be that country, Billy.
We had asylum under Donald Trump, too.
I know.
For asylum.
And there were more people crossing the border during Donald Trump's administration than there are right now, during his entire 4 years.
If they ask for asylum and they're granted asylum, they're welcome to it. But
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Billy, I'm sorry. We're out of time here, but look forward to future conversations. Thank you for the call. It is 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. A rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms. They are all decided by who we elect, and that's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to FFRF.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and get a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
America's beauty, vast and wide. From coast to coast, we share with pride. From rivers to mountains, plains so fair. Forest green wonders we all share.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Bill in Orlando. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope all's well. It's been a while.
So far,
I've got
so
a couple things. You talked about Elon Musk earlier. I got a couple tidbits from him. First thing, I'm sorry for the people who collect that $1 million a day, you know, because their names are out there. Well, it's a lottery, right? So when you win a lottery, the IRS wants their cut as well as the state taxes. You know, they're going to want this, so they can cut probably half of that. You know, may get $500,000 out of it if they're lucky, you know, and then they got to pay taxes in the future on it. So just food for thought there. The other thing with Elon Musk, unfortunately, you know, I live here on the Space Coast here in Florida, and unfortunately, he's the only way that we can get back and forth to the International Space Station now.
Yeah, I know.
You know, United Launch Alliance, the Boeing Starliner is at least temporarily off. Yep, and there's one with United. There's another one. Capsule that they would not SpaceX. This different one they're working on. I can't remember the company's name.
It's Blue something.
Blue Origin.
Blue Origin.
No, that's Blue Origin. Bezos. That's Jeff Bezos.
Maybe that is. And then there's also the one that what's his name owns. Although I don't think it's capable of getting to the space station. You know, the Richard Branson from Virgin.
Oh, Richard. Yeah. Yeah, he's got the balloon here. He's going to be shooting up the balloon, you know, take a dozen passengers up to the cosmos, but not near, you know. But so right now we got the two astronauts up there who were supposed to come back in United Launch a lot, you know, for the Boeing.
Right.
Now they're stuck there until February, and it's ironic that the SpaceX the Falcon 9 is going to bring them home. You know, it's just one of those ironic things. It's right now. Probably, the only way to get back and forth.
Probably a Republican plot to keep them from voting.
Yeah, something like that, huh? Really. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the Russians, too. They got the Soyuz capsule, but that's, you know, go figure, right?
Yeah, that's what
we're
using.
It's all intertwined.
Wow. Yeah. In my opinion, we just need to go back to having NASA do what NASA used to do. I mean, this whole thing of privatizing NASA, that's crazy. Bill, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. At cbdistillery.com, the code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
We'll be right back.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today at HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at www.HomeTitleLock.com. The hour, picking up your calls here. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm calling. I wanted to let your listeners know that early voting started yesterday in Florida, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So go vote. Vote early. The polls are open until November 3rd. They're not every single precinct that you normally vote is open, so it's only certain ones, so you can go online. Most of them are libraries, but definitely get out and vote.
Cool. Are the early voting numbers looking big like they are in some other states?
I haven't had a chance to look at any of the numbers for Florida yet, but I'm hoping that they are.
Yeah, we'll there see. You go. Yeah, the bigger the turnout, the more likely a Democratic victory. Cool. And thank you very much for calling and sharing that.
And can I add one more thing?
Sure.
I mentioned to you before where we would possibly be with climate change if Gore had won or had been president. I hadn't really thought about it, but the assault weapons ban would have not been allowed to fire if Gore had become president. So it's really important, people, get out and vote.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Ann. Perfect. Thank you. David in Chicago. Hey, David. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Hi. Hey, just to expand on the call from the Iowa. So the illustrious governor that nobody seems to like, I don't know how she gets reelected.
You're talking Kim Reynolds?
Cut the top. Iowa had a progressive income tax rate. Mm-hmm. She cut the top rate by 50% and raised the lowest rate by 400%.
Whoa.
And then she is limiting the amount of money the local jurisdictions can do, increase her property tax. So she is completely starving the school systems for money.
Wow. Now,
I don't know what her plan is.
She doesn't have the power to do that.
But top Republicans said they want to make Iowa like Mississippi. Who wants to be like Mississippi?
Right. Yeah, I don't even think Mississippi wants to be like Mississippi. David,
exactly.
I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, super familiar with Iowa law, but in most states, a governor can't do what you just described. It would require an act of the legislature.
Is that
what you
she
meant?
Got the legislature. The legislature's in her pocket. She
okay,
got
so the legislature passed these laws, and she enthusiastically signed them, in other words.
Oh, yeah. It was all her proposals.
Yeah, amazing.
The executive proposes, the legislature disposes.
Yeah. Well, they must have some very wealthy people in Iowa who basically own the GOP there. So,
Yes, they do.
Okay, David, thank you.
Right, thank
Thanks for the information. Crystal in Indianapolis. Hey, Crystal, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm here with my friend Carl, and we wanted to find out whether this is fake news or not. So there was an article a couple months ago that said The Apprentice, that show, basically built Trump up from bankruptcy. And if that's so, especially with your content about the media, why is that not being used if it is not fake news?
There's, I've heard two different opinions from this about this movie, The Apprentice, about Donald Trump's early years. One was from a fellow who called up who saw the movie and who is a progressive, who said that, you know, it's worth watching because it portrays him in a fairly unflattering light. And that is probably true because Dan Snyder, the guy who owns the D.C. Football team, was mm-hmm. the guy who put most of the money up for it, and he's very upset. He tried to get the movie pulled. He tried, you know, he tried everything, and they found and they had a really hard time getting a distributor. But now it's out and it's in the theaters. On the other hand, I also read a piece from somebody who had seen it that was in the Guardian, as I recall. We talked about it. I talked about it with this fellow who called in. A week or two ago, excuse me. And that said that there's a moment in the movie where Donald, young Donald, goes to a bar to rescue his older brother, Fred, who's, you know, sinking into the depths of alcoholism. And it humanizes Donald. It makes him seem like a decent person who actually has some compassion, when in fact he's not. He is not a decent person and he has no compassion. And so, you know, the movie is apparently a little, but it also, you know, has the scene in it where he rapes his first wife because she helped him get hair plugs, which is what my wife pointed out when she confronted Donald Trump in the Hilton in Washington, D.C., back during the Obama presidency. She just walked right up to him and then turned to me and said, "Bad plugs." Looked right at his hairline. That's why he tips the hair over the front of his head, but the top is completely bald. And apparently he was very upset about that, and he beat her up and raped her. And apparently that's in the movie. So, you know, Trump is talking about suing, but he doesn't want to talk about it too much because he doesn't want to give the movie publicity, and the movie doesn't seem to be doing all that well. It was playing here that week here in Portland, but it was only like, you know, one showing a day in a handful of theaters. So I don't think it's going to have much impact at all, Crystal.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Good talking to you. Thank you for the call. Steve in New Boston, Michigan. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. I'm calling in the show today with heavy heart, and it has something to do with Lev Parnas had to say on the show today on how Trump and Putin are using division to divide people, and including to divide families.
Yeah.
They did it to my family. My son and I have not celebrated a holiday for the last 6 years together, and the end of next month will mark 2 years we've not even spoken to each other. And it's a very sad situation, and it's a long story, but I'm going to keep it short so everybody gets a chance to talk. But I had to see my attorney a couple months ago to handle a small legal matter for me, and while I was in there, I had him draft a new will. And yada, yada, yada. Guess who's receiving no inheritance from daddy?
Yeah. And this is because your son has become a Trump follower? Is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's so white and mega anymore that I don't even know who he is.
Oh, that's so sad, Steve. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And this is somebody that I helped financially. He had a business, and I helped him with it. My parents helped him with it. And he just totally turned against all of us.
Wow.
And he joined the cult. He drank the orange Kool-Aid.
So the separation from the family was your son's choice, not your choice to separate from him?
Well, through arguments with each other over politics, it's how it ended up.
Yeah, I get it.
But
I
mean, neither one of us are going to bend. And, you know, like you say on your show, despair is not an option. And I've been despairing over this for a long time. And I realized this has got to stop. This is not good for my own health. So instead of despairing, I took action. I wish he wasn't so white and so mega. He's not watching his show today to hear this, but he'll get the word.
Yeah, eventually. When I was 16, I was living with my parents. In fact, right after I turned 16, and my dad and I got into just a knockdown, drag-out fight—not a physical fight, but you know, words—over the Vietnam War. And he got so angry that he said, "If you don't like it, then why don't you just leave?" And so I just walked out of the house and literally never went back.
At 16,
yeah, I moved out to East Lansing.
I was going to
Lansing Community College at the time. Moved out to East Lansing, got an apartment across the street from MSU, and about 2 months later, my dad reached out to me and apologized, and I went back and spent the day with him and my mom, and we have had. I mean, he died in 2006, but from that 2 months later date until the day he died, we had a wonderful relationship, and we just basically didn't discuss politics any longer. Although as he got older, he got more and more, he got less and less right wing. Because he was always really an Eisenhower Republican. It was just, you know, it was just the Vietnam War was something that he thought was a noble undertaking. I mean, he was, you know, at that time it was all Nixon all the time, and
you know, what can you say? But so I've been there, Steve, and I know how difficult and painful it can be, and I hope that you guys can work it out. I wish you the very best.
It won't happen, Tom. This is going to go all the way to the end.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm a spiritual person, not a religious person, so I resolve myself to, I'll deal with him on the other side.
Yeah, well, hopefully something else will happen.
He could have had a nice early retirement, too.
Yeah.
And instead, I'm leaving everything to my partner, and if she goes before I do, her disabled son is going to inherit everything.
Wow. Well, Steve, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Again, I wish you and your son the very best. It's 44 minutes past the hour, almost 45. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, not a chance. We'll be right back. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Aileen Cannon, Attorney General. Sources tell ABC News that circulating amongst the Trump campaign and transition operations is a list of several possible candidates for AG in a Trump administration. And Cannon, the Florida federal judge who threw out the classified documents case against Trump, is on it.
This is being assembled by Trump's top aides. While maybe some will say this isn't a real list, it might not be assembled specifically by the transition, it's being assembled by the people who are closest to Donald Trump.
ABC's Catherine Falders. McDonald's believes either the ground beef or the onions on the quarter pounder are responsible for a 10-state outbreak of E. coli. 49 people sickened, one died. McDonald's temporarily pulling the sandwich from its restaurants in impacted states. The Los Angeles Dodgers announced the death of six-time All-Star Fernando Valenzuela in a Los Angeles hospital at the age of 63. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting is now open across Wisconsin. Each municipality sets its own early voting locations and hours. When you show up to vote early, it should work very similarly to Election Day. You show some ID, poll workers will help you identify a precinct and give you your absentee ballot. That ballot will be sealed, you'll sign the envelope, and it'll go back to your local clerk's office where it'll be locked away until Election Day. To find your local early voting information, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Early voting was the focus of a big rally supporting the Harris-Walz ticket in Madison Tuesday. Governor Tim Walz.
This election is 2 weeks from today, and early voting has started here in Wisconsin. Our team is running like everything is on the line, because everything is on the line.
Former President Barack Obama also spoke. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Looking for something new to watch? Who isn't? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you don't have Netflix, don't feel bad. It's really expensive. But if you do have it, check out The Lincoln Lawyer. Season 3 just dropped last weekend. Manuel Garcia Rufo plays the title character and, in my opinion, is even more captivating than Matthew McConaughey's portrayal from the movie. The show is well-produced and acted, and you can't beat the source material. The Lincoln Lawyer is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. The third installment of the Dune franchise is dropping hints about the new film. Dune Messiah will be set 12 years after the end of Dune 2. Timothée Chalamet has not been officially announced as part of the cast, but is expected to be in the film. Other cast members will include Florence Pugh, Christopher Walken, and Austin Butler. Aging Timothée Chalamet 12 years? I see a Best Makeup Oscar headed their way. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, upper 40s, a developing northwest breeze. Look for it to gust up over 25 miles per hour. For your Wednesday, could have a couple of sprinkles in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Highs will reach the lower 50s. Currently 62 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Minnie Timuraju, president of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I don't know if this is the end of the appeals. All I have is the headline right now, but check it out. Keep an eye on this one. It's going to get real interesting. Richard in Highland Park, California. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Well, two related things that I don't know. I talked to you about Stun before. I don't know if you ever looked it up, but your name is on there lately. But the thing about it is you had or you have a promo, one of those recorded things that has like about 10 or 15, maybe 20 things about what all of us U.S. voters want, like 50% want this, 70, 80, 90%. Right. We all want it, but it doesn't happen.
Right.
And I was this Stun group, they go through your thing, and they say, we got a solution for that. We have a solution for that. Anyhow, if you look them up, I think you'll find them very interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Richard. Eugene in Galveston, Texas. Hey, Eugene, what's on your mind today?
Good. I listen to your program every day if I can when I'm driving, and
well,
I had
you.
Three quick suggestions for Kamala Harris.
Okay.
Number one would be set an age that which you don't have to pay Social Security, say 75.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a good, you shouldn't be have to pay all of it. So 75, you don't have to pay taxes. Number two, all these people that they shipped out of Florida, bring them back and let them clean up the city. I mean, Florida could use that kind of talent permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And, leave them there, let them, find a way to live on apartments and let them be there because they're going to have other hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, start a challenge in the world to do a Mars retrieval mission. See who does it first. That way we can keep the Defense Department and the aerospace busy. But yet, do something positive. What do you think?
Oh, nice ideas, Eugene. Keep thinking. I like the way you think. That's great. Thank you. Mike in Seattle. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I think that movie is a lot better than you might think it is.
You're talking about the Apprentice movie by Donald Trump?
Yes. It was very enlightening on the whole Roy Cohen situation, bringing him on to get out of his... putting C on the applications for
when he was refusing to rent to, quote, colored people and using the letter C for that.
That's the reason that he went to Roy Cohen to begin with.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, interesting. So that's in the movie.
That's in the movie. Also, it was kind of interesting to see poor Ivanka, who actually...
You mean Ivana, his stuff, first wife? Or his,
Ivana,
or his daughter?
Yeah. Ivana, yeah.
Ivana, yeah, okay.
Because there's a scene towards the end, don't want to spoil it, but...
Feel free.
She was kind of nice to actually Roy Cohen, who was you know, mm-hmm. telling him that it's not what you think it is. Yeah, it was... So it's worth seeing in that light uh-huh. and just how evil Cohen was and how much Trump just went right to it.
Interesting. Well, if it's still playing around here, I'm going to have to check it out. Mike, thank you for that. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Sean in Britain, South Dakota. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to comment about the man who lost his relationship with his son over Trump.
Mm-hmm.
My family has a really difficult history, difficult family dynamic, and I don't want to get into the whole psychology of it, but my daughter is extreme Christian, extreme Trump supporter. And so when he came on the scene, there was already a lot of anger and hurt feelings in the family.
Mm.
And she just went to Trump like a moth to a flame. And
yeah.
And as a side note, I will say that a lot of the people that I've encountered that are Trump supporters are already very angry about life situations for themselves.
Mm.
And I have tried over the years to reason with her. And as a parent, you see your child doing something that is harmful to themselves, even if they're an adult, and you try to help. You don't want them to go down that path, and so you try to intervene. You try to reason with them. And I finally got to a point where I understood that this was just adding fuel to the fire. And so what I decided to do was talk to her and say, here's the rules. We're not going to talk politics. We're not going to talk religion.
Right.
And that's what we've tried to do. And it's still been very dicey. It's still, we don't communicate a lot. She still is very prickly about things. But the other day I sent her a voicemail. And I said, look, the election is coming up, and I'm worried about potential violence on election day. And I know that you're going to vote in a way that I'm not going to vote, but I would like the comfort of knowing that you go early and cast your vote so that I don't have to worry about you being caught up in a violent situation.
Yeah.
And she appreciated that.
Well, that's
that,
good.
She responded to that right away.
I'm glad you.
And what I want to say, I know you have to go. But what I want to say is that we need to offer our alienated children a little bit of grace and create neutral territory.
I'm with you, Sean. Thank you for the call, and thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active. There's so much we can do over these next 2 weeks. Tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and be safe. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, TH.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Wednesday's show, reporters Jesse Lynn and Ariel Perez join us from the Green Bay Press Gazette.
And we're moving with the Melt Corps. Ben and Deanna Melt Corps are in from Bay Area Realty.
Join us.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings 6 till 9. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What yes, happens what? When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.